Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Taboo conversation that I'm not quite sure we're allowed to have. You see the latest on Trey Hendrickson?
I did. He has not had conversations with his current team, which is the Cincinnati Bungles.
Bungle in this. His quotes, "No communication has taken place between my camp and the organization post-draft." He said this in a released statement. "The offers prior to the draft did not reflect the vision we shared and were promised last offseason if I continue to play at a high level." Side note, he led the league in sacks last season. "Coaches are aware of these past conversations. Rather than using collaboration to get us to a point to bring me home to the team, they," all caps, "are no longer communicating. I've been eagerly awaiting a resolution of the situation, but that's hard to do when there's no discussion and an evident lack of interest in reaching the mutual goals." He added, "We don't have any desire of being the highest paid or, you know, first in line, just wants some security."
So it obviously opens up the conversation of, do you, Brad Holmes, go get him?
So it's funny you should say that. CBS Sports lists their top five landing spots. Mm-hmm. Number one is the Detroit Lions.
Does it give the reasons? Because I've got to imagine cap space, familiarity, yeah, head coach.
Again, yes, what it says, Lions addressed their offensive line early in the draft, along with receiver depth, the one area that went curiously overlooked, pass rusher, despite the team's desperate need since the departed Za'Darius Smith to step in as Aiden Hutchinson's replacement last season. With more than $40 million in cap space still available, they could be a prime landing spot for a proven talent. The number one landing place.
Okay. We're going to go down this road yet again this offseason.
Can we, though?
I mean, sure. It's...
No, I just know, and I don't even mean from like the Brad like looking down at us. I mean, like, even our listeners, I think, get a little nauseated by this.
There are some, and I think those that are willing to be patient are nauseated by this, because has Za'Darius Smith signed with anyone?
No.
Has Trey Hendrickson been traded to anyone?
No, nor has he found a long-term deal.
Correct. But there's no one that is necessarily beating down the door, or at least willing to give Cincinnati what they're asking for.
Can I give you the number two and number three landing spots?
Sure.
Washington and Green Bay. See, and I think that's where you'd irk some people.
Oh, no matter where Trey Hendrickson, if he doesn't stay in Cincinnati, if they don't come to a resolution on his contract by adding a few years, adding a few dollars, and ends up anywhere, sure, there's going to be some angst. There's going to be some anger of, why didn't he end up in Detroit? I'm not saying he will, and I'm not saying he won't. I'm just saying he hasn't landed anywhere yet. Neither has Za'Darius Smith. Now, if given the option between the two, I think everybody would sit there and say, yeah, I'd rather have Trey Hendrickson. The Detroit Lions have $40 million in cap space. That does not yet account for any extension for Aiden Hutchinson, which will take up a little bit of that space. Now, not necessarily this year, but moving forward. And I think the holdup for teams, there's two holdups, is they aren't willing to pay 31 teams across the NFL whatever Cincinnati right now is asking. As we get closer to the season, if this becomes a little bit more less amicable between Trey Hendrickson and Cincinnati, I think that price will start to drop.
Well, I think we're getting there. I mean, he's releasing public statements saying they're not trying. They're not looking to negotiate.
Well, he's trying to force their hand. And, I mean, we saw Myles Garrett demand a trade. What happened to him?
Mm-hmm.
Contract extension in Cleveland. So it's not like these things can't be mended. They're not talking behind closed doors. So now Trey Hendrickson is opening up the door and saying, I want to have these conversations, and he's doing it publicly, trying to force their hand. Doesn't mean Cincinnati has to. It doesn't mean that they won't.
Yeah, I think that the difference here is Cleveland had maintained steadfast. We want him. We want to pay him. We want to keep him. We're going to take care of him.
Well, Cincinnati made that statement earlier.
Well, they gave him permission to seek trades to other teams, something Cleveland did not do, unless I missed something. And in this case, you have a breakdown in communication from the team side of things. The Cleveland thing was player side of things.
There is a perceived breakdown in communication.
You think he's lying?
No, I don't think he's lying. I think that his timeline is obviously not matching up with Cincinnati's timeline. And yeah, there can be some anger involved. There could be some angst. And you know what makes it all better?
Money.
Cheddar. And when you look at his contract, if they add, say, 2 years, they add a few more dollars, all of a sudden, he is happy to be back in Cincinnati.
We've got some time before the two Grand Slam. Here's what we'd like from you guys. Why is this not happening? Because if we have the conversation, hey, Trey Hendrickson, the Lions should go get him, we're going to be met with, it's not happening. Why? Is it because of Brad Holmes' preferences? Is it because of the money that's at play in the situation? Is it because the Bengals and Trey Hendrickson are going to work this out? Why is this not happening? Because outside the market, national CBS is saying this is the place he should be. If we make that same argument for the 15th time, it's going to be met with, it's not happening, guys, move on. Why is it not happening, Trey Hendrickson to the Lions? So why not? Is it because, since he's asking price is too high, is it because Trey Hendrickson's contract asking price is too high? Is it a money issue? Is it simply that Brad Holmes doesn't value the position the way that many of us do? Why not? 248-539-9797.
I think he values the position. I don't think that's a question.
I said as much as us, because we're frantic in the fan spaces and media spaces talking about
some
this.
Are, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the argument that I don't like is pointing to Philadelphia adding Saquon Barkley. Now, they went out and added a star. I get that. Adding a running back and the price tag for adding a running back is very different than adding an elite edge rusher, because he is an elite edge rusher. It doesn't mean it can't happen. And I think we would all drool over the fact that you had Aiden Hutchinson on one side, Trey Hendrickson on another. But when you're looking at adding somebody that's making $20 million a year versus someone that is making $35 to $40 million a year, that's a much different math equation than Philly was faced with.
So you think money is the biggest obstacle here with Trey Hendrickson?
I think it's one of the obstacles. I think the biggest obstacle is I don't know that the phone is being picked up in Cincinnati. I don't know that they're even listening to trades. We don't know if they are or aren't, but I also think that their asking price, I think it's more Cincinnati, their asking price is just way too high. That's why 30 other teams other than the Lions haven't been able to land Trey Hendrickson in a trade.
What were the rumors? Again, we don't know the actualities of this, but the rumors were at one point.
Well, originally I think originally it was even lower than that. And then Cincinnati came out and said, you know, or it was sources said, oh, no, it's much higher than that.
Let's call it a first even. I mean, is that too rich for the Lions to give up? We've done this conversation. No, it's not. They'd give up the last pick of the draft or one of the last picks of the draft to get Trey Hendrickson.
Of the first round, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you'd be willing to give up the compensation, even an aggressive amount of compensation.
Sure.
So where is the holdup here? I think the holdup is Brad.
Oh, no, I think the holdup is Cincinnati. I don't think that they want to trade him. I think that they do eventually want to come to a negotiated settlement in terms of a contract with Trey Hendrickson. I think they are, they're always a team that operates at a much slower pace.
You're right.
They did it with Chase. They did it with T. Higgins, right? It just, it's taking them some time. I think they'll eventually come to an extension. It just hasn't happened yet. I think the big holdup is Cincinnati.
Ticket texters and their thoughts. The first is all caps, walleye.
Oh. Okay.
Actual reasons. It's not happening because Brad has zero urgency. He's trying to win multiple Super Bowls, but is failing at winning his first one. You can't win more if you don't win your first one. He's not pushing his chips to the middle. Texter said, we don't have to extend Aiden. They have this year and next and can always franchise tag him. Not getting Hendrickson proves the Lions aren't serious about winning a Super Bowl. SMH, Sean the Mailman. Ticket Texter says, because Brad Holmes wants to be good long-term and not win a Super Bowl. Why is it not happening? Because Holmes thinks he's the smartest man in the room and thinks he can win with, quote, our guys. The fan base is clueless as to what's needed and expected to win a Super Bowl. There's a reason Smith hasn't been signed yet. He's using the back end of his career and wants too much.
Oh, Zadarius?
Zadarius. I was confused there for a second. Offer a second round pick for Hendrickson. Get to the Super Bowl. Outside of Hutch, we don't have a pass rush. Go get Hendrickson and stop playing the we like our guys game.
So if Cincinnati were to pick up the phone and they were to come to terms on whatever it would take to get him out of Cincinnati.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Then the object at that point is to sign him to a long-term deal because I don't think it happens without an extension on both sides. Yeah. You don't want to give up capital for 1 year, you know, a first-round pick. But it's also, I mean, the reason that this is all happening in Cincinnati is because Trey Hendrickson doesn't want to play in the last year of his contract. I get that. I understand that. It's a business move. It doesn't mean it's going to happen there or anywhere else. But it's not going to be a case where he says, okay, well, if I'm not willing to play on my last year of my contract here, I'll be willing to play on the last year of my contract somewhere else. It's going to be an extension. Is he looking for 4 years minimum, 5 years minimum, three would get it done? I don't know. And I think then you start thinking about that. That's when the issue becomes a Brad Holmes issue, and it becomes, I don't even want to talk about Aiden Hutchinson yet because they may have offered Aiden Hutchinson a very lucrative deal. Aiden Hutchinson may be betting on himself. Says, you know what? That's nice. It's a large amount of money. I'm already doing okay, so if I get hurt again, I'll be fine, but I'm going to bet on myself. And if I am, you know, defensive player of the year, the number that is offered now will have to go up next offseason.
So I'll throw a different reason out there that I don't think gets talked about enough with this, and I'm going to put it on the player, Trey Hendrickson. I think since he's calling his bluff, they've learned to do that with Chase. They learned to do it with Higgins big time. I mean, Cincinnati was so stubborn with Higgins that it took his mom to come out to say something. Remember? I mean, I think Trey Hendrickson isn't playing hardball. I think Trey Hendrickson should be more vocal about this. When you want out, you get out there and do the media circus. He wants to stay. That's what he really wants deep down, I think. And I think that's kind of what I think teams know that to a degree. And until he makes it uncomfortable for Cincinnati, where you have to trade him.
He's starting to, I guess, is why we bring it up.
But
right?
It's still like it's very like.
I know what you're saying.
You know, I've seen players and athletes do this in a different style, and they get what they want.
He's being too nice.
Yes,
in this process. I don't know.
At the same time, though, I don't. If it becomes a point where it's not going back, and he's going to get dealt,
yeah.
And we all know that, and teams start getting involved, and you hear rumors and stuff, I don't think the Lions will be in play
because they got to keep their own. I mean, Brad's been very upfront about that they are prioritizing extending their own. I would point out Kirby Joseph's deal is structured in a way where the cap hit is kicked 4 to 5 years down the line. Who's to say they don't do something similar with Aiden? They have $40 million right now, and they can always restructure Goff moving forward, which I think was always the plan when you look at the cap hit in 2026. There's money, right? I mean, there's money to add Trey Hendrickson to this football team. If they don't add, if he's available, he's dealt, and there's money, and they don't do it, that becomes a Brad decision.
Because I think that money is allocated for other things down the road. Is that right? I don't know. Is that Super Bowl or bust for this year?
It's not.
It's not. He said we don't have, who has two of these guys? We have one of the five or six, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's teams that have won the Super Bowl with two of them.
Right. I think some of these texts are right. Whether it's going to be remain to be seen if Brad Holmes is right.
But I think he is the one ultimately, and John, I think you initially disagreed with this. He's the one that's going to make the decision for them not to have Trey Hendrickson.
Or for them to have Trey Hendrickson.
So you think this is real? Because again, people think this is a waste of time, that it's not happening.
What happened when we got to the trade deadline? Everybody thought, oh, well, he's not going to make a trade. He's never made a trade deadline trade to get an edge rusher or to get somebody. And then all of a sudden, Za'Darius Smith ends up in Detroit. Now, it didn't end up in a championship. There were more injuries to come. But it was until he does something. The immediate response is, oh, well, Brad's never going to do it.
Well, but I think there's a key difference there. Brad thinks you have to have one defensive end. When he lost Aiden, he added Za'Darius. You need one pass rushing edge. That's how he's operated this team for the last 3 years. You have Aiden, therefore you don't need another. When you lose Aiden, you need one Za'Darius. Now that Aiden's healthy, you cut Za'Darius.
I think Brad Holmes is very opportunistic. And that opportunity is still there for Za'Darius Smith. The opportunity is still there for Trey Hendrickson. The opportunity is still there for a lot of upgrades at that position that may be a trade that we aren't even aware of right now, but maybe some discussions are going on behind closed doors.
I'm just going based on what we've seen and heard and the actions
taken. That's my point. You're always going to say, well, he's never going to do it.
I think him and Dan Campbell are incredibly in sync. When we talked to Dan Campbell at the start of last year, there were questions about the edge opposite Aiden, and they said, we're very happy with our pass rush. We're very happy with it. I think they're very happy with this current pass rush. I don't think they look at this like we got to twist ourselves into pretzels to go out and add a pass rusher.
I think some of that is talking to their own guys in regards to if they say, at this time of the year, well, we are very disappointed in Josh Pascal and everybody else that is lining up in that position. We don't think they're very good. And so we are going to do anything we can to upgrade that position. I think they are trying to upgrade that position, maybe not at the level that we all would love to see, but I do think that they recognize the fact that they weren't able to get the job done, especially when Aiden Hutchinson went down. And so they're going to look to upgrade, but they're also not going to throw. They also know that it's really hard to acquire a second edge. And until they do, that's going to always be the conversation. That's why some people are texting in walleye.
Yeah.
Some people are just waiting and saying, well, let's see what happens with Za'Darius. Let's see what happens with Trey Hendrickson. Until he's traded somewhere else, it's still an option that's there.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.